Good evening. Thank you all for being here tonight and taking time out of your evening. If you're like me, this is about the time you crank back in your easy chair, and you're not doing that tonight. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you being here to worship together and to study from God's Word. Ladies and gentlemen, God expects Christians to be aware of the world. Jesus prayed that the apostles would be left in the world for his sake in John chapter 17. On another occasion, Jesus urged the disciples to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. As Christians, we must make careful and deliberate discernments between good and evil in our world. However, such discernments are often difficult as the world presents sin as good, harmless, and even satisfying. We must be watchful and guard against the destructive ends of sin. We do not serve the purpose of Christ or our own salvation by ignoring sin. And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we do not pay attention carefully to what goes on in the world around us. In spite of how the world repackages sin, as Christians, we must use the light of God's Word to expose sin for what it is. Today, we're beginning to face a new problem, which has harmed many for many years. However, it seems that people just now are starting to realize and acknowledge the full extent of a problem. Today in our country, in our state, in our neighborhoods, we have a drug problem. Yes, we have had a drug problem for many years. However, its pervasiveness has not yet been addressed until recently. In the past, the problem seemed to have been relegated to younger people, a counterculture, the inner cities, poor people. A white political establishment viewed this problem as a problem of the black community, which could be solved through incarceration and mandatory minimums, declarations of a war on drugs in the 80s, and a well-intentioned but naive Just Say No campaign of the 1990s seemed to have been failed attempts to solve our drug problem. From the inner city to the farms of rural America, to the white picket fences of suburbia, the drug crisis is as deadly as it has ever been. No area or demographic of our population is left unaffected. When the Civil War ended, there were estimated 620,000 casualties, 476,000 wounded in that terrible war. In a population of only 31 million Americans at the end of the Civil War, nearly every citizen of our country was affected in a personal way to the death and destruction of the Civil War. Now, while the statistics are not proportional to the Civil War, it seems more and more people are being personally affected by drugs. It seems that everyone has a story. People within our communities are desperate for solutions. You can hardly read the news, the local news, without hearing stories about the devastation that drugs are wreaking upon our communities. This past year has been especially difficult in Ohio and in Summit County. In Greene, where I live, which is far from the inner cities, a 16-year-old boy died of a heroin overdose at Motel 8. He was there with his mother and his mother's girlfriend. When the police arrived and the news began to report on it, his family members, his mother, his grandmother, spoke openly about what was going on as if there were going to be no consequences for what had occurred. They arrested the mother, the grandmother, and I believe the dealer. 16-year-old boy in a broken home raised in a drug culture, had no chance in this world. In July, July was an especially difficult month. The Akron police reported 247 drug overdoses and 21 deaths in just 20 days. Akron received national attention in a USA Today article on July 6th. The headline read, 10 hours, 15 overdoses in Akron, Ohio. In July, the Barberton Fire Department and EMS reported half of all their calls were overdoses. In the past, first responders would also often give one dose of Narcan, the antidote, to someone who is overdosed on heroin. Now, first responders say it is not uncommon to have to give six or seven doses because of how heroin has been intermixed with animal tranquilizers, sometimes 10,000 times more potent than heroin. Last week, you recall the horrific photograph that was taken by the East Liverpool Police in Columbiana County, Ohio, of a mother and her boyfriend overdosed in the front seat of a car with their four-year-old son in the car seat in the back. National news was made. In the time that we have remaining this evening, I would like to give you a response to the current drug crisis. And perhaps it is a response that you won't hear on your local news this evening, but I would rather seek to give a biblical perspective on this very current issue that we deal with.